I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend, you and your family are invited to National Hunting and Fishing Days at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park in Lewis County. We'll talk a little more about this huge annual event when we come back. Each year, more than 600,000 outdoor enthusiasts enjoy some form of wildlife recreation in West Virginia. That represents almost $1 billion and 14,000 jobs annually to the West Virginia economy. You, too, can enjoy the natural beauty of our state. Take time to hunt, fish, or watch wildlife. The Division of Natural Resources manages 1.5 million acres of public land for you to explore. For more information, log on to WVHunt.com.
This is Governor Bob Wise reminding you that in West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone.
The two-day National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration has become a tradition in West Virginia. Marshall Snediger coordinates the festivities for the DNR and says it is a national celebration that has some very deep local roots.
This is a national event, and it's been around for probably 45 or 50 years on a national level. And the West Virginia DNR picked it up about 40 years ago. Specifically, Bill Vanscoy up at French Creek went to a national meeting somewhere and found out about this and thought this is a great idea and brought it back. And for 30-odd years, they had a very small affair every year at what used to be called the French Creek Game Farm, then became the West Virginia Wildlife Center there at French Creek. And about 8 years ago, the DNR decided that it was time to take this and really do something with it to show the public what we do have here to offer in West Virginia. So we moved it over to one of our nicer state parks and a more centrally located and larger facility there at Stonewall.
Snediger says the idea here is to showcase hunting and fishing in the Mountain State.
It's a way to invite and bring people of West Virginia to Stonewall Jackson Resort Lake State Park and experience basically everything that the DNR does and has to offer for residents and non-residents of West Virginia as far as outdoor recreation.
For one weekend, everything about the outdoors is on display, from cleaning fish to shooting bows and guns. Among those speaking are nationally renowned figures like John Satterwhite and Tom Bechtel, who have become crowd favorites, but more so, Snediger says, West Virginia has become their favorite.
They like the warm, interested, and knowledgeable reception they get from West Virginians. These people are very bright people. And they realize very quickly that West Virginians have that heritage, have that understanding and deep interest in the sporting the outdoors.
Marshall adds that one of those big goals is to expose West Virginia youngsters to the outdoors.
We continue to have National Hunting and Fishing Day so that all West Virginians, especially the younger ones, can get exposed to this.
So if you're a parent, an outdoor enthusiast, or only have a passing curiosity about hunting and fishing, this would be the perfect weekend for a road trip. The park is off Roanoke exit of I-79. Look for the signs, and we'll see you there. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.